I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The 9/11 Commission releases its final report tomorrow, and tonight a television show debuts that deals with the fallout from those terrorist attacks. Rescue Me on the FX network is about a New York City firehouse, and perhaps because the attacks are now nearly 3 years old, the show's co-creator and star, Dennis Leary, felt safe enough to make it a comedy. Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has this report.
In his early days as a stand-up comedian, we got to know Dennis Leary for his acerbic wit. But in some of his more recent TV roles, he has exhibited added dimensions to his sarcasm. There was his turn several years ago as Detective Mike McNeil on the ABC detective series The Job. He exploded the notion of the hero cop by portraying a pill-popping basket case who cheated on his wife while barely clinging to his sanity. Now Leary is at it again in Rescue Me, playing a fireman whose life is as out of control as a four-alarm blaze. As Leary sees it, the character is squeezed between the competing pressures of his personal and professional lives.
Tommy's a guy who's probably, you know, 20 years into the job, who came on, you know, when he was 20, 21 years old, always wanted to be a fireman. His problem is that doing this job is not something that's easy, but it's also not something that he wants to bring home. And that was all well and good for a while, but you know, now he's, after 9/11, he's trying to deal with not only the grief factor of having lost so many friends, but also how do you go to work on a life and death job every day that involves bravery and courage and deal with any emotional problems you might have. You really can't do it.
The character of Tommy Gavin lost four of his fellow firemen to the 9/11 disasters, a fact that haunts him every day. But rather than just play his pain as straight drama, Rescue Me actually finds humor there. Tommy even hallucinates his dead friends and has jokey conversations with them. Even his other colleagues at the firehouse take a less than sacred regard to 9/11.
So I buy her dinner, ton of drinks, it's getting late, so I make my move. Get this. She shuns me.
She shuns you?
Blows me off, leaves in a huff. You believe this?
What I can't believe is you making a move on a chick with sideburns.
Hey, Tommy, it's getting slow out there, pal. All that I was getting after 9/11, now nothing. People forget.
Yeah, sad commentary.
Irreverent as it all seems, Leary believes the humor is rooted in reality. He told me he observed up close how real-life firemen have reacted to a calamity that claimed so many people he knew.
So, in particular, with FDNY guys, because I spend most of my time at this one house in particular where, you know, my friends happen to work. So I started to see how these guys dealt with the events of 9/11 and then how they went back to doing the job. A lot of it was humor, you know, because they can't really do the job without being able to come back and have some laughs at some point about it. Otherwise, they'd lose their minds.
But Leary also acknowledges that there is a tricky balance to maintain with respect to 9/11.
You have to be very careful about how much we show and how much of it we deal with, because you don't want to take advantage of it, and you don't want to be disrespectful of what happened. At the same time, you don't want to ignore it, because that would be kind of stupid.
Though the shadow of 9/11 looms large over Rescue Me, its humor doesn't feel inappropriate. Instead, through the jaundiced eye of Dennis Leary, it injects an added layer of authenticity to the story.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.